Praise God, church. Praise God. Sunday, World Cup final day. Awaaz nikalne do. First of all, I'd like to thank God because yesterday I was in a very bad position. I didn't know that faculty would make up this morning. Because my nose was blocked, head was blocked, brain is blocked, everything was blocked. Just couldn't sleep. Apparently, I came to India and it's all this happened second. Stuck with the Indian climate, the messes up. I was just praying that we'd be able to reach here. Even after reaching here, I forgot some stuff at home. So I sent my driver again back. I've been just coordinating, literally. So, but, you know, I've realized one thing. Every time I come on a official work or something like that, I'm fine. I come for a church work, I get cold. So, but anyways, just thank God. So, my Dubai church sends regards to all of you. And I've been here. Bed of mine and maybe about 4 or 5 times, and it's nice to see all, but a lot of new faces for me. It's a joy coming all the way here. Currently, I'm put up at I'm a Thanekar, but I stay in Dombivli. I have an apartment there, so I come once in two and a half months. We do have an official board here also. My wife, like Virgil said, she is a banker, but she was not able to come. I mean, every year we have this conference, but she's never able to make it because that particular period when we have the conference, she has a work commitment. But this time, unfortunately, when I was on a mission work in Nepal, she had a fall. She was exiting out of the bathroom and she fell into the passage. I mean, you can't imagine, no, falling at home and injuring yourself. She ended up having 2 steel plates and a wire on her. The bone actually snapped into two. So she's recovering well now. The physio is going on. I'm just in connect with her. Somebody had said, this could be a good bonding phase for you. And it truly was, because you know, the first 1 week, I had to literally take care of everything that she needed, the cast and the stitches. And the interesting part is, Virgil, for the first time, she was asked to preach to a church. She has never done that, but she was active. And just before the fall, she preached on a topic, praising God during pain times. And she said, I never expected to experience that. But you know what? Praising God in all times is that. Amen. Church, a disclaimer, okay? I will be doing an interactive session. So we will be having talks here and there. You talk, I talk. Or you know, you ask question, I will not answer. But we will be talking. So you're okay with it, right? Alright, praise God. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. Praise God. And I pray your Holy Spirit will reveal the revelations to each and every one of us so that we can apply to God and bring glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I did this topic a couple of times, but I just made some modification right here. I'd like to title this topic as marinate. So when you talk about marination or marinate, what do you first think of? You know, it's what do you do basically? You apply those masalas on top in such a way and keep it for some time because that brings the flavor on it. Yeah? Kuch aisi hai aaj my topic. We need to surround ourselves. And that's why I chose this topic. And I'll be speaking on the armor of Ephesians. Chapter 6, 10 to 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the enemy. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the God's people. Church, when do we talk about the concept of armor? Where do you use this thing, armor? War, battlefield. I mean, you need to protect yourself. You cannot go. And you know what the best thing about these defense people or the army or thing is they practice weaponry use. They practice wearing the armor during peace times. Only then you will be ready for the war. If you don't practice during peace times, you can never be ready for the time when the enemy will attack. Which means, first you need to get used to wearing that armor. Or it will happen, there is an enemy attack and you are asked to wear an armor and you don't know which armor to wear what. And you'll be wasting time on that. Something on these lines I want to talk. The Bible talks about few armors that are essential for us. And I want to take you to the time of the Romans. Now when we talk about today, the war, these are all like the latest technologies. AK-47, 57, 77, 48. Or you have the latest stealth technology, bombers. Those days, these were simple protection equipment that is needed upon you to avoid enemies attacks. Because you didn't have guns and all those things. So whatever weapons were used, the armor was designed for that. Are you there? You can't use, today when you have a war, you can't wear a shield in there. You have to wear the bulletproofs. So remember one thing, the armor was in sync or in lieu with the weapons that he used. The first is the belt of truth. Why is the Bible talking about the belt of truth? You know, belt is the most important portion of our attire. Sometimes the belts are on faith. Have you seen belts on faith? Some of the generation, they have belt, the faith will not cover. Belts are of no use. The belt of truth is, belt is the center portion. And in those days, now there are different types of belt. Remember, I'm going to show you this belt. The belt used to be something like this. Why? Because the belt will hold the skirt, it will hold the breastplate, and that will be the place where the sword also will be kept. So it's a very important integral part. Why is it called truth? Because it is the integral part, the most special. G.K. Chesterton says this way, the most precious thing in the world is truth. And hence, it's often surrounded by a bodyguard of lies. Are you there? Such kuda, wah hua gaya rakhte truth. Because if you want to say the truth, any fool can say the truth. Because man of lies will tell you, man of sense will tell you. So truth is very important. But we need to be careful. You know, the Bible says, 1 John 2:27, the anointing will teach you everything. The Bible will teach you the truth. Sab theek hai bhai. Even if you read the Bible, it is not necessary that you'll get the truth. Unless you take the help of the Holy Spirit. Just by reading the Bible, I will not be in truth. I can read the Bible a mean number of times, but yet be away from the truth. And Satan is smart. I'll give you an example. many years back, where I come from, I was working for a company, like Vajan said, I come from a technical background, so I was in the air conditioning sector. And I had a team under me, about 30, 40 And I was supposed to send a technician to a client's place to attend the complaint of his air conditioner. Now, you know, we have a standard explanation if the technician is not able to go. Tire puncture ho gaya. Church, are you there? Haan, thoda toh mushkil hai. Okay, so tire puncture ho gaya. This is the standard explanation. I sent this technician and the technician calls me halfway. Martin saab, you can't go, tire puncture ho gaya. But I know, my problem was, tu mere ko goli de raha hai, ya... How do I tell this to a client now? He will not accept this. And I knew this is a standard goalie, you know? So I called the client. And this is what I told him. Sir, I had, I gave him the early morning greetings and everything. And I told him, sir, I had arranged a technician yesterday, everything I done. But sir, can I tell you something? Because you're a nice man. And I don't want to lie to you. And I want to tell you the truth. I came in the morning to the office, but I forgot to assign the technician. I'm being very honest with you. And he replies to me, Hul, you're the first person who's been so honest. Send him tomorrow. What did I do? Church, I presented a lie in the form of truth. And it was a convincing lie. There was absolutely no conundrum. There was no dilemma. Clear cut lie in the form of it. Satan can do. You can read the Bible and assume that what you're doing is right, not realizing that your mind is already taken to another truth. Truth is very important. To know the truth, I need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I cannot just keep reading the Bible and, you know, hallelujah, praise God. It doesn't work. Unless and until I seek, because what the Bible is telling me would be something different than what Satan is telling me. I'm not saying that I took the role of Satan, but then I was not a believer. I was not a believer. And you know what? When I did this, I told my boss, this is my boss said, Martin, Julia, topi lagana hai, isse seekho. No. You don't need such certificates in your life. Topi lagana isse seekho, aisa topi lagata hai. And I'm like, cool, yeah. That's not what for a Christian. Of course, these were even before I accepted the Lord. But now when I think over it, I realized I was being a wrong inspiration and an impression of this. We could be doing that in our Christian life. We could be technically calling ourselves Christian. I remember once I was talking to a very senior editor for Bible, and I was having a 101. So when he came to know, you know, I'm a Christian, the first thing he asked, and you know, being an editor, they always ask you diplomatically and they expect an answer bureaucratically. He asked me, are you a Christian or a Christ follower? What do you answer? Are you a Christian or are you a Christ follower? Heavy, deep, bhari ekdam. You could be a Christian, but you may not be a Christ follower. I could be by, I have a badge, I'm a Christian, but not do everything that the Lord says. He made this question. That's why the truth is very important, and truth is something that holds on to everything else. For a Roman soldier, this was important. And that's why, church, always have the truth. Because John 11, 25, 26 says, when Jesus, you know, he got Lazarus alive from the tomb, he showed that the life giver is indeed our God, and that truth was just explained to him, that life comes from God. You know, when people fall sick, or people are in a health issues, or some problem, calamity strikes, what do people say? Time is the healer. There was this gentleman who lost his only daughter in Bangalore. She was a cabin crew member. and he was almost like 80 years old. And when he lost his daughter, people said, no, don't worry, things will be okay. Time is the healer. And he made a statement, time is not the healer. Time is the revealer that God is the healer. He made that. Are you clear with the belt of truth? Then let's go to the next armor. The breastplate of righteousness. You know, the Holy Spirit enables us to discern between two things. Good and don't reply to me, I'll little jagger. Good and bad. Right and wrong. There's one more thing. The Holy Spirit enables us to discern between right and righteousness. What is right in the world may not be righteousness in God. Many a times things might look very practical, but if it is not in God's plan, please don't get it. The world might say, hey, karlo, it is right, this is what is needed to be. But if God is saying no, please don't. You will fall into this. Okay? So, this is what those days the breastplate used to look like. Just one side. There have been many designs, okay? Many brands, Gucci, Minariti, Prado, whatever it is. This is one brand I mean. It used to look this. Now, the breastplate protected the soldier's body, but you know what the best thing? The breastplate protects the heart. It protects your heart. You know, there might be a fenced, for example, World Cup match, you know, today, and there may be no entry into the stadium. The stadium might be full. You can still enter inside. How? Bribe the watchman. What I'm trying to say, however secured the area might be, you can bribe a heart and things. But that is not what God wants. Righteousness is what God wants. Okay? Zacchaeus, you know the guy who climbed the tree? Which tree did he climb? Bolo. Sycamore. Why do you think it's mentioned sycamore? Koi bhi tree chalta tha bhai, aam ka ped, padarchi, ghad. It could have been any. Why is the Bible saying sycamore tree? There's one more thing. Sycamore tree can grow up to 30 feet in height. It's a huge tree. And the diameter of the trunk could be almost 12 feet. Till 12 feet, there will be no branches. And it would be huge. And the Bible says Zacchaeus was a short man. Already the tree is huge and he's short. It's not an easy job climbing the tree. But he still does it. Why? Because he knows that he's running after Lord Jesus. If you want to run after the Lord Jesus, doesn't matter what obstacles are, have your faith in righteousness. Protect your heart. You will reach the Lord's place. I mean, look at that. When the four people took the paralyzed man, where did they bring him down from? From the roof. Kya calculation? Bhai, see the Jesus ke chalo ke saath. How did they calculate which tiles to remove? Bhai, wohi hota hai na? When you have the righteousness, when you have the faith, you will end up at his feet. And nowhere else, even if you want to go somewhere else. You will reach at his feet. See, the righteousness, because your heart is where your heart, what the Bible says, your heart is where your treasure is. I remember Stanley saying, your heart is where the treasurer is. Ajkal. No, you're always friendly with the accountant, right? Just because petty cash. You're always friendly with the treasurer of the group. Oh, adjustment. Why I'm telling you? Because I was in this problem. I won't go into that. Okay. Now, he knew because this breastplate can not only protect your thought process, but can protect your heart, because you might be thinking a lot about Jesus, but if you don't have the heart for Jesus, you will end up disobeying His orders every now and then. Amen? You will end up. That's the way things work. So for a Roman soldier, this was very important. He needed to protect this. Doesn't matter, but you can't expose yourself to the worldly arrows. You can't expose yourself. You need to be protected. Next. Feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. These used to be the sandals, the Roman sandals. You can call it whatever you want. And it used to have spikes. You know the spikes that are there below the shoes? While you play sports and all, you have to have this. Why were they having this? So that wherever they go, they will have the grip. I think you read, like the Psalms, your feet will not slip. Under what circumstances does a person's feet slip? Sorry? Okay. You are wearing a proper footwear. Chalo. But you can still slip. Patrile jaga, patthar hai, you know, rough surface. But you can slip even smooth surface. What I meant to say is, generally the first thought that comes to us is there are a lot of rocky ground and you're not able to maintain your balance and you will kill. But guess what? You can even slip when the surface is smooth. In other words, if life is smooth, be careful. Be ready to slip. Don't expect too many good things. You're expecting that life will be smooth, if you have a good income, there's no big deal in tithing. It's only in adverse circumstances that you have your income coming in, you're going through a tough situation, but honor the God. That's where the commitment is shown. God is not interested in what kind of a lifestyle, though He likes that you should have a good life, but He's not focused on that. How many of you believe that God is concerned about you being happy? How many of you believe that God is concerned about you being happy? Guess what? I don't believe. You know why? Because God is concerned about you being holy. And if you're holy, you'll be happy. If you're happy, you need not be. Simple. You could have all the riches in the world, be happy. But if you're holy, you'll be happy in everything. And that's what God wants. Because when you're holy, then God will give you also what you need by the sixth. Everything shall be given unto you. Okay? How beautiful on the mountains, Isaiah 52:7, on the mountains at the feet of those who bring good news. You proclaim the peace. I mean, all those people who bring the good news, they say, what beautiful people. In other words, you're the best person for the job. That's why Psalms 119:105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Dual purpose. Dono kaam chalta hai. It's not only a light to your feet, it takes, it shows you where to keep the step, it also shows you where to go. And I like this. I'm not making a doctrine here, but I like this. Your word is a lamp to my feet. And John says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. So if your word is a light to my feet, and a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path, if word is Jesus, let me put it this way, then Jesus is a light to my feet, and a lamp. So He shows me where to go. Isn't it? A is equal to B, B is equal to C, so A is equal to C. Simple logic, right? So He is the one. And if He is the one who gives light to my feet, then I'm so glad that He washed my feet. I'm so glad He washed the feet of the disciples. Why? Because He is the Word. He is the light to them. And who better than Him will cleanse us? And then comes the shield of faith. The shield of faith could be something like this. Now, what is interesting here is when the soldier walks into the battlefield, this is the way he'll hold the shield. In other words, the shield will go before him. And when the Bible says it's the shield of faith, faith goes before him. Not there. You want to walk in the Christian life? Let faith go before you. Anything else is after that. You hold on to it. It's not that it just goes. You hold on to it and let it go. And you go along. You tag along. It's essential. कुछ नहीं होता आस्था के बिना कुछ नहीं होता फेथ के बिना कुछ नहीं अधूरा रह जाता यू हैव ऑल द प्रॉब्लम्स इन योर लाइफ बर्डन सब कुछ है रोना धोना इट्स ऑल गोज ऑन एज यू नो एवरी पर्सन हैज देयर ओन शेयर ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स राइट आई रिमेंबर समवन हैज सेड इन हिंदी में सेड आंसुओं का अगर रंग होता तो हर तकिया एक कहानी कह देता If tears had colors, every pillow would tell a story. So each and every one of us has a problem. But that's fine. You know why? Because if you have faith, you'll be able to handle it. Let the problems be there. But you need to, and you need to carry this ahead. Why? Because this is the shield that will protect you from the arrows of the enemy. Many a times, these shields could be made out of wood and they will be having a leather covering. So that the flaming arrows, the Bible says the flaming arrows will come, the moment it hits, it will extinguish. So the flaming arrows cannot penetrate this, it will just extinguish there itself. Because the leather is treated that way. It stands like that. Even if it's a wood thing, it will extinguish. So you keep, Satan will keep on shooting arrows at you. You keep holding your faith. Chalte baro. Amen. But you know what? In all these, there's one thing that is very important for us. We need to understand when you keep your faith in front of you, there will be obstacles. You remember the bleeding lady? She was bleeding for how many years? 12 years. What was she into? Quarantine. I think now everybody knows what's going on. She was into quarantine. Because she had the bleeding issue. So whoever she touches will be unholy. Whoever she goes and will meet. So she was totally kept alone. The moment she came to know that Jesus is nearby, what did she do? She ran into the marketplace. Tell me one thing, how many people should have touched on the way? How many kitne logon ne gaali diya hoga? Imagine how many people she would have touched. How many would have scorned at her? Did she care? I don't care. She did because her sole purpose was to reach to the King of Kings. Because she knew that I will be healed. Now, her faith was ahead of her. Now, we need to understand that. What did she do? She went and touched what? The hem of the garment. Why the hem of the garment? Yeah, but why only the hem? You know what? In those days, when the priest's uniform, they used to have a rope, a tassel. And the ropes will have five knots, depicting the five Torahs, the Pentateuchs. So when they used to walk, people will go there and touch one of the knots. That was the custom. Reverence. She knew that Jesus is a priest. She went, whatever she was taught, she went with the same reverence to Jesus. It was her reverence to Jesus that enabled her to be. You know, when we come to the Lord's presence, we come with the reverence, the honor. That's when you have an intimate relationship. Otherwise, many a times, how do we come to church? Shah Rukh Khan ka picture dekha last week? Praise God, hallelujah. How are you? Good. Hey, what about that program we have to do? Praise God, hallelujah. You keep shifting between that. There is no reverence. I come to the Lord's presence. thy need to be in reverence. What did God tell Moses? Remove your why? Which was the holy place? Presence of God. What does the Bible say? His presence is everywhere. So why bina chappal ka ghumra? You should wear without chappal, right? Everywhere. So what is he trying to say? Remove the sandals and come into my presence. The whole world belongs to him. And you should be going without sandals everywhere. What it means is, when you come into my presence, don't carry the filth. Come clean. Come clean in front of me, because wherever I am, wherever you are in my presence, it's holy presence. I'm everywhere. So I don't decide what to do. The point is not what are you wearing. The point is how are you wearing it. Is it filthy or not? Amen? Okay. Next comes the helmet of salvation. Topa. This is also another sample. There are many types of designs. I remember in my college days, I was in one play, and I was the chief robber, the Roman. And then finally, I was happy to do the robber's role. The teacher comes and tells, sorry, that role is given to someone else. You be the Roman chief's role. I said, okay. And I had to wear this. And you know what? This is just a duplicate stuff that I was wearing. I just wore that helmet and my head went this way. It's heavy. You can't wear it. It's too heavy. You need to train yourself. You just can't wear a helmet. I mean, even a normal motorbike helmet, the first time someone wears it, they go. You've got to get used to it. This is heavy metal, heavy metal. And imagine, they had to wear this. Now, why? Because the problem always starts here. Where does Satan attack? He creates a doubt. He creates a thought process, and he enables you to think the other way around. Did he not? Why did Jesus tell you? Do you think this will happen? I have seen Christians declaring negative statements. Ye nahi hoga. Ye kya nahi hoga? At least you can say that God willing for that. Because God is a God who is a miracle worker. What's the meaning of miracle? To do impossible things possible. So why do you even declare the negative? Anyway, declare it. Let God's will prevail. But don't go into that. So head is where the wrong thought process goes. What happened when David and Goliath issued? That chota sa war ho gaya na dono ke beech mein. How many stones did David take? 7? 5. Why 5? Why 5? Why 5? Why did he take 5 stones? Sure, we'll not go into that. Where did he take the stone from? The Bible says he picked up smooth stones from the stream. Pani. Now how did these, you know, these pebbles are smooth shaped. How do they become? After many years when they are underwater, because of the water speed, the corrosion takes place and the edges become smooth. So he picked up these stones from the water, giving it to the water. That's nothing but water baptism. Yeah? And you have the fivefold ministries. And these words he uses, one of the fivefold ministries he's using. And what happens? The Bible says, the moment he activated the sling, the stone went and hit the forehead of Goliath. Then his brain split into two directions. Blood splattered everywhere. Amen? Amen? Yeah, amen. There's nothing like that. I could be told now. I told you a disclaimer, but thank you. There's nothing written in the Bible like that. It says the word sank, the stone sank. Where have you ever heard? You want to try? You can try. Okay? Throw a stone at someone. And show me where the stone sinks into. Kabhi suna? That's what the word of God is. When you use the word of God, the word sinks into your heart. And Satan would like to attack you there. hence this is needed. The helmet is needed to protect you from wrong thoughts. The helmet is needed to keep you away from wrong doctrines, wrong ideologies. Jesus was walking on water. What did Peter say? Then I want to walk. But you know what? When you use the word of God, when you use the fivefold ministries, when you are in the word of God, every option becomes a miracle. I'll explain it. When Peter got out of the boat, you know, they all saw Jesus. And what did the first thing they say? I mean, just imagine, these people used to be 24/7 with Jesus. And the moment they see Jesus walk in water, they say, oh, there goes our Lord. What did they say? Vibhutai. It's a ghost. You've been 24/7 with Jesus. You can't recognize Jesus. And he walks. And then he sees a storm. Starts sinking. Jesus pulls you up. Now I want to ask you a question here. I've said this before, but I'll tell it for the sake of those who are not aware. What happened? Jesus pulled him up. You agree till then? Then what happened? Then somebody said, Jesus pulled him out of the water, right? Then what happened? Huh? They got into the boat. And did you ever think between pulling him out of the water, getting into the boat, what happened? Three things could have happened. A, Jesus would have held him and both would have been standing on the water in the boat crossing. Miracle number one. B, the boat was there, Jesus would have walked along with him to the boat. Miracle number two. Three, Jesus and Peter would have been here, the boat would have been here, and they would have just started transporting straight into the miracle number. When you have faith and in sync with God, whatever options will be there will be a miracle. And he has the capacity to do it. Unless my thought process is because you miss out. But that's what when they said it's a ghost, what did Jesus say? It is I, don't worry. It is I, Jesus, Messiah, the Christ, I have come to redeem the world, nothing like that. He said, it is I call. One I. If you are used to hearing my voice, you'll know who I am. Just the way we know in a group of 3,000 people, if someone shouts at your name, you immediately know, right? If your friends are calling you. If your parents call you, you immediately know it's my parents. How? Because you've trained your voice to listen to that, to understand who's calling you. Similarly, this is. When he says, it is high, because the Bible says, my sheep will hear my voice and they'll recognize my voice. I don't need to declare who I am. I'll just say, it is high. Then comes the sword of the Spirit. Now, this is a sword, a double-edged sword. Dono tarfa katti, thari katti. It works both ways. And they had to carry this sword because the sword was heavy. I remember in our many years back in my previous church in Dubai, we had a boy over there, very smart and very mischievous boy. So he was given the role of some Palestine king. He was supposed to act like Goliath. And he's a chubby and a nice boy. So my pastor had, I don't know for what reason, my pastor had a steel sword in the house. Okay. And he used to all wonder, think of that. It's so heavy. So just for trial, he said, Mikey, take this, and behave. And it was heavy. Mikey lifts up the sword, and along with the sword, he falls off. It's heavy. Imagine a double-edged sword. Anyone thought? But that was being carried by Goliath. And what did David did? Took that sword and killed him. Why? Because the Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know, it works both ways. Sometimes we have situations in life and we wonder why this is happening this way. Why things are not working. Remember this. When the children of Israel were asked to move around, take a round around the Jericho wall, how many rounds did they take? 7. What happened then? They were all stressed. You know, we are coming here to fight and he's asking to blow the trumpet and take 7 rounds. But on the other hand, when Rahab was talking to the spies, what did Rahab say? People are afraid. Now tell me one thing. People were afraid within the boundaries. But this, did the children of Israel know what's happening over there? No. In other words, God was taking care of the people over there. God was making things ready. But this side of the wall, they were not aware. They were just asked to follow a simple obedience. 7 rounds. Just do that. 7 days. You just do that. I will take care of the other things. So if I want to encourage you, if you are going through certain problems, be encouraged. On the other side, God is working. Maybe you will not know, but that's okay. At the right time, He will reveal. And when He reveals, then comes out testimony. Praise God, I was going through this problem and this happened. Hallelujah. But when the problem was going on, you should have seen that person's face. Not talking to anybody. No coming to church. I'm having problems. But the moment the problem is solved, I'm all out to give testimony. When you are in problems also, keep giving testimonies. Church, that is what we are supposed to do. Glorifying God in every situation. I'll tell you why I'm focusing on these things so much is, the Bible says here, so many things He has given us for the armor, so many protection you have. There's nothing said for the back. Beach ke liye kuch bhi nahi. There's nothing for the back. Serve samne samne. You know why? You know why? Because Jesus is there. And behind you. You move ahead in faith. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll always fight for Exodus 14:14. God will fight for you. You have to understand. But just because God will fight for you doesn't mean I should not be wearing it. That's why I said, marinate. This armor should be on us 24/7. Not only when I come to church. Not only when I'm in the office area. Not only when I'm praying. This is a 24/7 armor. Because you don't know when Satan might attack. Sabse bada battlefield kahan pe hai? Where is the biggest battlefield you ever heard of? Kurukshetra? Mind? Okay, anywhere else? Anywhere else? Physical battlefield? Okay, tumhara change ka mobile screen. Pata nahi kya dekhte rahenge hum log? Kya kya chal raha hai wahan pe? That 6-inch screen could be the worst battlefield. We'll be struggling with certain things. Nobody will come. This is true even in Christians. You'll be struggling what you're looking at. You'll be struggling what, and Jesus will never be in the picture. He will fight for you, but I need, unless I have this armor around me, I will always fall prey to the darkness. This armor is not only because if I come to church or just for a spiritual time, it has to be church. That is why I correlated this with marination. Hey, thak do apne aap. Totally bind it with that, so that 24/7, you really wouldn't know when someone might hit you, when someone might come into your own, and you might fall prey to. If you're not in the Holy Spirit, someone might present the lie in the form of truth, so convincing the truth will be that you will fall. And you might receive accolades for it. Well done, my friend. Well done, job. WWJD. You know that WWJD? Bracelet ki pehne se. What would Jesus do? So it keeps reminding you. But then today there's another problem, WWJD. What would Judas do? And I'll end up doing all things that Judas did. So be careful what J are looking at. It's nice, it's good to read the Bible, but it's very essential that I take the Holy Spirit's guidance. I want to encourage you, church. Let the armor of God be in all of us, above all of us. Only that can protect you from anything that's good. Because otherwise, you might fall. The world is so vulnerable. Sometimes, you know, we recently were in Nepal doing the missionary work in Hatgadi. We went to a house church. There were about 35-40 ladies there. And they were all daily wage earners. They're all working in the farms. And it was harvest time. I asked them, how come all of you are here? This is what they said. Prabhu ka das aaya hai, to humne socha hamara ek din ki dihari chhodi. They decided to forego their daily wage for a day just because they wanted to be a when they said that, I felt so guilty. Hamari aukaat bhi nahi hai, hamari aadha itni bhi nahi hai ki aap humko Prabhu ka das kare. Julie, you are the ones who are I was sitting with a guy who was 16, 18 years old, boy, sitting and talking next to me. He was sitting over a mold of sand. And we were just talking. The pastor comes and goes, chalo, time ho gaya, jayenge prayer ke liye. And I get up. And I walk. He gets up and he walks around with me. Because he was paralyzed from me.